Right now, here on Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in someone that is a brand new guest, and that brand new guest happens to be the executive director of the McCall Center for Behavioral Health in Torrington, Connecticut, and that is Marie Cantant Skinner. And Marie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall.
Yeah, I might have this wrong, but I remember years and years and years ago when I was a teenager, but I think it was the McCall Foundation that helped my sister out, and that's when I think they were on Midgen Avenue many, many, many years ago. I could be wrong. My memory could be serving me wrong, but that's why when I saw your name and who you were associated with, it was so interesting to me. Let's talk a little bit about the McCall Center for Behavioral Health, what it is, how long it's been around, and who it helps, first of all.
Sure. Well, it's so nice to be with you, and I'm happy to hear that your sister was helped all those years ago. And we still do have a presence on Midgen Avenue, but our origin story actually is from Sharon Hospital. So Dr. Carnes Weeks was an emergency room physician at Sharon Hospital.
Yeah, Dr. Weeks.
And you remember Dr. Weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's our founder, and the origin story is really pretty beautiful. I think, you know, there were people that were coming through the emergency department with some regularity, and they would present with, you know, sort of physiological symptoms of a, you know, whatever it was, a stomach issue or pain or, you know, a broken ankle. And what he found was that underneath that was a recurring issue having to do with addiction. And so we started as a little room in Sharon Hospital where Dr. Weeks said, how about if we treat the addiction, if we look at the whole person and help that person to heal in all ways? And, you know, what he found over 50 years ago is not all that surprising to us now, which is if you take care of, you know, whatever those root causes are of a person's chronic pain and cycles through emergency departments, then you're going to see that their overall health and well-being will improve. So that's when we were incorporated, and our first office was actually in Lakeville.
Wow. I don't remember. Of course, I remember Dr. Weeks. I don't remember your first office being in Lakeville. But lo, these many years, it is now, as I said, the McCall Center for Behavioral Health. And let's talk a little bit about you for a second, and how you wound up at McCall, and what your journey to McCall was, and what you do at McCall.
Oh, sure. So I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I have been at McCall 23 years. I started working in the prevention department. So I worked with children and families. And what we did then and what we still do today is look at the entire system that surrounds somebody who is impacted by addiction. So if somebody comes through the front door, whether that be inpatient or outpatient care, then we look at who they're networked with. So if they have children, spouse, parents, other loved ones who are important in their lives, we try to make sure that those people are also supported and cared for and part of the recovery journey, to the extent that that person is willing to do that, because of course we respect people's privacy, but we know that other people are also impacted. And so my first job was running some support groups for those family members. and so that's changed and evolved over the years in terms of my position, but so now currently I am the executive director. So I guess other little notes about me. I grew up in Torrington, so Northwest Connecticut is very special to me, and I think it's such a special place. The sense of community, the interconnectedness, the willingness to collaborate and dig in together, shoulder to shoulder, to make a positive impact is really quite extraordinary. And so it feels like a rare honor and privilege to be able to serve in this capacity.
Once again, we're talking about the McCall Center for Behavioral Health, and we are speaking with its executive director, Marie Cantant Skinner. What is, how was the Foundation for Community Health? We do these series of interviews because we want people, they hear about the Foundation for Community Health and people think they understand, but they don't understand the width and breadth of what the Foundation for Community Health does. How has the Foundation for Community Health interacted with you?
Well, it's a perfect segue because I was just talking about what a special place Northwest Connecticut is, and the Foundation for Community Health, you know, is one of the most integral pieces of the knitting together of our community. And that is, we have a staff and board in our friends at the foundation that really want to deeply understand what the needs of our community are. And I think that's done in several ways, you know, certainly with surveys, but there's also deep dives into specific issues. And recognizing that we have a dearth of opportunities for care around behavioral health and prevention efforts was one of the first things that Nancy Heaton and I talked about 7 or 8 years ago when I was when I took over the executive director role. And so, you know, together with the board and the staff of the foundation, we said, you know, what could this look like if we were to design a really effective prevention network? What would that look like? What local partners can we, that are doing the work in terms of schools, the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau and other really strong local partners, how can we amplify their work? How can we strengthen that network to have good evidence-based prevention take place in our community? And so they were able to fund a position and a half so that we could do that work. And so there's really wonderful things happening in our schools and our community around teaching life skills and using other, it's called the strategic prevention framework, putting that framework into place and doing that work of amplification. And it's been really extraordinary.
What I find is that we've learned over the years, we're about 12 years old, 13 years old, we were founded, but as a nonprofit. But when nonprofits work together and get a direction, it is so beneficial to everybody. And I think with the Foundation for Community Health, I know they interacted with us at the start of the pandemic and other local organizations, nonprofits that needed some funding help. But I think what more than anything else is, it seems that the Foundation for Community Health, when they partner with someone like you or with anybody, make the impossible possible.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You're absolutely right. And it's so true, Marshall. And you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, as an organization that serves, I think, an especially vulnerable population, to be asked what would that look like to be able to build this in a way that's effective, that is making the impossible possible. And so they were able to do that for a few other things too, you know, and also working in collaboration with the Berkshire Taconic Fund to have an outpatient office in North Canaan on the campus of GEAR. And I'm so grateful to Kevin O'Connell and my friends at GEAR to make that possible. And then also to fund a position to coordinate the network for the Litchfield County Opiate Task Force. So that we were able to hire another extraordinary person who's got a background, a master's degree in public health. And again, to look at that kind of macro level change across the community. And how can we partner with police and hospitals and emergency departments, first responders, to respond and stave off the opioid epidemic and, you know, reverse overdoses, do an intervention with somebody who's survived an overdose, support those families and put, you know, real resources in people's hands so that they can find and sustain recovery.
Once again, this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, we are speaking about the McCall Center for Behavioral Health. Maria Cochran Skinner is the executive director. It's interesting, if you're listening and you want more information, McCallCenterCT.org, McCallCenterCT.org. Intervention programs, outpatient treatments, medication-assisted treatment programs, teen behavioral health treatment, residential care, intensive, intermediate, mental health outreach. And I think what's even better, when you talk about your other partners, like the Charlotte Hungerford Hospital, the Community Health and Wellness, Gear Village, Susan Anthony, the Gathering Space, and more, your net reaches far and wide to hopefully find those few, or many it might even be, that might even fall through the cracks in our systems.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've learned a lot of lessons, especially in the last 10 years, about how to reach people who, you know, would otherwise not avail themselves of services. One of the things that's been interesting is that many times there's such shame associated with addiction and other mental health diagnoses that people are really ambivalent about walking into some sort of office or facility. And so we've had to go out to communities, build those relationships, and recognize that, you know, that ambivalence is part of that first stage of change. Any of us who've ever tried to change something in our lives that we've done as a coping skill for a lifetime, whether that's, you know, grabbing a bowl of ice cream or scrolling through our Instagram feed or, you know, just disappearing into Netflix or a glass of wine or two, recognize that if we were going to change that, that it would take several steps. And so we look at human behavior in the form of those changes. And that first stage of, you know, I'm contemplating doing something different, but, you know, there's so much fear, there's a lot of shame, there's a lot of stigma attached to how I have traditionally coped, that it's so hard to take that first step. So we recognize that we have to have teams of people in the communities, and that's in schools, and it's, in church parking lots, it's on the Gear campus, it's and in any number of places where we can start those conversations and talk with people about what they can expect, and show them, you know, that they're not alone in feeling that way, and recognize that ambivalence, and you know, walk that journey with them.
Now, once again, if people want more information, McCall Center for Behavioral Health, McCallCenterCT.org. Maria, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning and explaining your interaction not only with the various agencies and people in our communities, but with the Foundation for Community Health. Keep up the great work, okay? And I'm glad I was right about my memory about Mason Avenue.
Yeah, thank you. And and one last little tidbit is that the McCall name is the seed money to start McCall came from a family in Lakeville. Our roots are deep in the northwest corner. I have such an affinity and an appreciation for the special communities where we get to, you know, work and serve. So thanks so much for this time.
You're welcome, and you should know I just got a message from a listener that says, Carnes Week was my primary physician for years. He was a wonderful guy, spent time in Vietnam, had a wonderful sense of providing great care to his patients. So there you go.
Oh, isn't that so special? Yes, our inpatient unit is called the Carnes Week Center. And so there's a beautiful portrait of him that hangs as soon as you walk in through the Carnes Week Center, our inpatient unit. I think about him often. What a pleasure. I'm so glad that listener wrote in.
Well, thank you for your time this morning. Keep up the great works, and we hope to speak to you again sometime in the near future.
That'd be great. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. And once again, we thank the Foundation for Community Health, spreading the word about what they do, how they do, and how they help in our tri-state region.